This. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Ooh, welcome back. Kate Daly Show here with you. And of course, we have Melissa live. So this will be really good as far as that goes. We've got some crazy, well, I want to get her take on this. Here we go. You knew I was going to play this. Oh, I love it. Here we go. All right, here we go, Melissa. Come on, Bonnie. Let's go.
There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart.
Oh, I love it. All right, Melissa. Melissa Smith, our co-host on Wednesdays, was there. So I got to hear about this, Melissa.
Yeah, we traveled to the very center of the totality today.
Okay.
We wanted to be where, so we had close to 4 minutes of totality in the eclipse zone. Mm. And it was one of the most profound things I think I've ever seen.
No way.
It was absolutely awe-inspiring.
Wow. So what did you...
You see natural wonder sometimes. Mm-hmm. You go stand at the edge of the Grand Canyon and you wonder at how amazing it is.
Sure.
This was 4 minutes of absolutely amazing.
Oh my gosh. So worth traveling to. You're at a donkey farm. So if anybody hears anything on the broadcast, so tell us what stuck out. What stuck out the most? What would you tell people about it?
The light dimmed in degrees, and we could tell, in fact, the eclipse is still going on. It will go on for another like 50 so minutes. So the light is dim, mm-hmm. but in one giant, all of the sudden, mm-hmm. it just got dark.
Right.
Like twilight, and it's 360 degrees of twilight. I took my camera and just stood in one place and went all the way around, and it looks like the sun is going down in every direction from you.
Wow.
And when we looked up, we could see stars in the sky.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of cool for 3 o'clock in the afternoon here. We have a little bit of cloud cover, and that was kind of perfect to see, you know, if it had been a hard sun all day, mm-hmm. it would have been bad. But we had our glasses, and we had been looking and looking
sure.
and looking,
okay.
and all of a sudden, when it got super dark like that,
uh-huh.
I looked up to see what it was, and I realized I hadn't put my glasses on, and it was fine, because the moon was completely covering the sun.
Wow.
I don't know how to explain how kind of incredible it was. Mm-hmm. We could hear, we're right beside a little woods,
mm-hmm.
and we could hear tree frogs that usually only come out in the evening.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah,
I thought that was weird.
The birds did get quiet.
Uh-huh.
They're back now.
Okay.
They didn't completely go away, which is what we were told.
Uncle Milty has a question for you. Yep.
Yeah, did you get a good view of the alignment of the planets that was supposed to happen at the same time?
Well, that's why we have a little bit of kind of high altitude cloud haze.
Mm.
So we could see some stars. I'm not sure. We were also looking that you were supposed to be able to see a comet as well. And we could mm-hmm. not see that.
Was there chemtrails?
That would have to be for...
Was there chemtrails before this?
I don't think so. We saw a couple of stars. They may have been the planets, but uh-huh. I don't think so.
Melissa, was there chemtrails before this?
A lot of chemtrails.
Weird. Okay.
Our sky is crisscrossed in every direction with chemtrails.
That's so weird. Okay. Strange.
So either they didn't want us to see it and they were not successful because God sometimes has a hand in things.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking right now. I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 chemtrails looking in one direction right now.
Oh, wild. Okay.
You know, just, yeah. And it's been that way all day long.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely, any last things? We have about a minute and then we'll have you talk about this more on Wednesday too.
No, I just, you know, we didn't really know what to expect. Mm-hmm. And I have seen a partial solar eclipse before.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2017, we saw the one that happened then. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's kind of cool. But this was, it was the darkness that was amazing about it. It's when the whole sky, everything gets dark and you can see stars and it's just dark.
Oh, how weird. I'll bet that
was
bizarre.
It was very weird. I understand now why they stopped battles when it happened, because it was so sudden and so kind of random.
Yeah.
Although we know that it's not random at all.
Right, right.
Obviously, we traveled 2 hours to get here, so it wasn't random. We planned to be here, but just amazing. You know, the world and the universe is an amazing place, and we should take time to...
We'll be right back on... Thank you, Melissa. Melissa Smith, more on Wednesday about it. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.